So there you go. They had advertisements along the Marina Boulevard, Moshi Dayan, Montefiore. You can have your villa in the sky. You can have it all now. And there's Patel. And it's all passing away, and it's all a lie. This is an addition to the Via Maris. The Via Maris means way of the sea. So this Via Maris is actually a road that comes in through the Middle East, through the Jezero Valley, over to the coast. And there's a whole string of cities along the coast that I've been speaking about, where they've had ancient cities for transportation, for maritime and merchandising purposes. Which, if you look at the whole journey, I addressed different ones, had different emphasis and focuses. So Friday I drove to another beach near Jaffa. Went to Jaffa to pray. That's where to break some things off of it that had come in, some inroads and incursions. Sat at the beach and just watched everybody prep play and had their beach parties and bring their children to the beach. It was the perfect day at the beach. And then went on to a little village outside of Jerusalem where I'm now staying. And I've been resting. And this day has been the Shabbat. Shabbat just ended a little while ago. It was interesting because I was here a year ago, and now across the street, it wasn't there a year ago, they're building this mosque. It's an imitation of the Dome of the Rock. But I guess they ran out of money. So it may be 7 years till it's completed or whatever, but I mean, there it is. It's huge. It's right in your face, like, phew. But I must say, I dropped my camera. Actually, it was my microphone that I'm working off of now. When I was taking some stuff out of the car, and the very gracious and kind Arab gentleman in the villa next door put it on my hung it up on my car mirror, and then he was waiting outside to make sure no one took it, and I came and got it, and I was just so grateful. It was such an honest and thoughtful thing to do, so bless him, Lord. Anyway, but phew, on Shabbat, man, wow. You know, they have a minaret here, and they call the people to prayer in Arabic, and they go on and sing their songs or preach over it. And it's like, Shabbat is the day of rest for the Jews. It becomes very quiet unless you have a mosque in your neighborhood. And then they're going to dominate the airwaves with, you know, and you can feel the spirit. Believe me, it's not peaceful. And then after the sun came down, now there's a whole bunch of, they're letting off fireworks all over the place. They started doing that. I was like, what is that about? Just, you know, kind of sounds like pretend machine gun fire. Anyway, Tuesday will be June 5th, and that will be Jerusalem Day. And I can feel it stirring. There's a stirring up in the spirit over this. It will be the 45th anniversary of the Jerusalem being the undivided city capital of Israel. And I can just feel it. It's just starting to ramp up. So we'll see. I know I'm supposed to be in Jerusalem. There's going to be a full lunar eclipse. And we'll just take it from there. In the meantime, the beat goes on.